Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
Oh. Hey, Jay.
What up,
baby? You very smart, got a strong vocabulary and everything. You know that? I don't see you as a colossal guy, though.
A colossal guy? What are you talking about?
Your read just had.
What
just
read?
That.
I didn't say colossal. What are you talking about?
What's in the read?
Yeah, it was. I don't know what Key's talking about.
Key is on one today, but I don't know what it is, though.
What he's talking about?
He's saying things I don't understand.
Who heard me say colossal? What read are you talking about?
Guys, I told you last segment. I asked Mike T. Because Mike T's like, Hendon Hooker can be the best quarterback in this draft over the next 5 years. And I agree.
I think you agree?
I think as soon as he's healthy, he's going to be good right away. And I don't know what. Like, I would love to be a little later in the first round, have him fall into my lap.
How
much have you watched Will Levis, Max?
No, but the crazy thing. Yeah. The crazy thing about it, though, Max, is I put you on the Hendon Hooker. See?
Yeah, no doubt. Early in the season.
No doubt, son. Put you on way long
no
time
doubt,
ago.
No doubt, son. Hey, listen. So I said we're going to ask his – and everyone's telling me, well, he's a system guy. He's a system guy. I'm like, all right, fine, but he fooled me if that's the case, right? Looked
every
pretty good to me.
Every quarterback's a system guy.
So
– I know a person we can ask.
Yeah. Josh Heupel, Tennessee head coach. Coach, what stands out about Hendon Hooker as a player?
How are you first, Coach? How you doing, man? You doing good? You ready for today?
This evening, really excited for them. Keyshawn, great job putting everybody on to Hendon Hooker. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw him at Virginia Tech when he was fighting it out with Burmeister. And then when he transferred to you, I saw him that little bit of his junior season, a little bit. And then, obviously, his senior year, the Alabama game, I watched closely, and then he got injured. But I was telling Max them the whole time, I'm like, man, this the
yeah,
dude.
He can go. He can go.
I'm
he
like,
told me early in the
go.
Season.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. He's got an opportunity once he gets healthy, that's for sure.
So, Coach.
Hey, no doubt.
What is it about him? He looks special to me. What is it about him?
First of all, he's infectious inside the building, and you guys know, man, if you're playing the quarterback position, you got to have great leadership traits, and you got to affect the people in a positive way, offense, defense, special teams, and he brings that energy and that focus every single day. As a playmaker, he's dynamic, man. He's got talent to spread it sideline to sideline, vertically down the field, extremely accurate with the deep ball. And he's got the ability to have great pocket presence and make plays and extend plays with his feet. And you look at what he was able to do over the past 2 years, 50-plus touchdowns and, I don't know, a few picks. A dynamic playmaker. He changed Tennessee, man.
When you going through this process, and I'm sure, you know, coaches came in and scouts came in and they wanted to know a lot about him and they had the questions about being able to understand the concepts at the National Football League, because obviously your system's a little different. You got wide splits, guys are standing at the water buckets, all those sort of things. Is that a concern? Was that a concern at all on some of the coaches that you visited with about that?
No, they certainly asked about what we're doing offensively. You know, the success that we've had on the offensive side of the ball, spent a lot of time, and I know, Hendon has as well, kind of diagramming what we do and you know, out of our stack formations, from our splits. But he's been exposed to all of it. We get into really tight splits as well. He's got pure progression reads, left to right, 1 through 5. He's got high-low concepts. I think what people don't understand, because we play inside of a tempo offense, is how much is on his plate. He controls everything that we're doing in the run game. He's got run-run checks, pass-run checks. He's got alerts. He's got kills. He controls it all, and he's got a great understanding of protections. And I think that's why he's really climbed the draft board on the back end of getting injured this season, where he probably dropped out of the first round with the way that he was playing and then gets injured. But he's kind of, pushed himself back up into the first round with the way that he's gone through the interview process, being able to show his football IQ.
Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel joining the show here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Coach, no player entering the draft is a finished product. From your perspective, what do you think Hendon needs to continue to improve on to excel at the next level?
Well, I think he's going to have to continue to grow under center. In what we do, we're in the gun, a majority of what we do. So he's going to have to continue to grow in that way. But his exposure and his growth, what he's done on the collegiate level, I do think that he'll be able to correlate what he's getting in the playbook with whichever franchise he goes to and be able to correlate it to something that he's done, which will allow him to grasp it and control it and go execute it at a really high level really quickly. I'm really excited about, what's going to happen for him tonight.
Man, you got, I don't know how many guys in this year's draft. You got Tillman. You got the Hyatt, the other receiver. Gosh, I know I'm missing, y'all got like four receivers in this year's draft. Which one of those guys you think has the most upside that's not a finished product yet?
Man, you can't make me pick between two of my sons. Both of those guys are going to have great careers. They're different in their skill sets, their body types, and where they've played. You know, Timman's been on the outside for us, played on the right side a majority of the time. Got great length, great body control, extremely competitive, great on the deep ball, knowing how to use his body and shield off defenders. Got a great catch radius over the middle of the football field. Jalen Hyatt wins the Biletnikoff, most dynamic player in college football last year. Ability to stretch the field vertically with his elite speed, has the ability to win one-on-one matchups on the perimeter all day long. I think both of those guys go to the right system, right franchise, and the right offensive scheme are going to be elite players.
Josh, I just want to ask you before we let you go, I want to ask you about the college football portal, the NIL. What do you think about the way the portal and NIL has changed college football?
Well, it's changed it. There's no doubt. If anybody complains about it, you're wasting your time. It's the landscape that we live in. At the end of the day, the portal provides opportunity for some guys that may be stuck or in a bad situation to find the right home to continue their career on and off the field. It gives us an opportunity to patch our rosters, similar to what junior college recruiting used to be. It's different. It's certainly different than when you and I played. At the same time, it is what it is, and you got to navigate that space in a really, positive way.
Yeah, because Oklahoma, all that money you got from Oklahoma, man, I mean, jeez, in the NIL.
I wish. It wasn't me. It might have been going somewhere else.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that's Josh Heupel, Tennessee head coach. I think just coached the best quarterback in college football. But all right, what do I know?
You're probably right, Max. You're probably right.
Seems to me he did. I don't know. Just because it's funny how certain things, when people analyze it, it's like just a negative mark in their mind. They don't really stop to think about it. He's 25 and. So he'll be good for 10 years? What's the problem?
Well, you had to stop and think about it because you joked about it in the beginning.
No doubt.
My God, the guy's 100 years old.
I know I joked about it, but that didn't mean I wouldn't take him high in the draft. I'm just joking because he is old. But then also the other thing is an injury that you're going to come back for.
Huh? 25 years old doesn't matter.
I agree.
It doesn't matter at all.
I agree.
Your timetable is just shorter as it relates to, maybe length in the league.
Right. Like, so you're
but guys are playing into their
great
30s.
Great for 8, 10, 12 years instead of 15. Like, who cares?
Fine. I don't even think it matters, Jay. I don't even think it really matters at all because when you – nothing. Like, guys are playing 10 years, 12 years, and beyond. So you're getting a guy who is a little more mature mentally,
exactly.
A little more mature physically.
Joe Burrow.
Okay, you're not. This is not a 19-year-old quarterback, right? This is a guy who's a little more mature in situations, understands things. When coaches get on you or something's not going well, he's not going to go crying home to his parents. I mean, you got a little.
No, he's going to go cry at home to his grandkids, as a matter of fact. But Key, but Key, I really don't think that's disqualifying at all. It wouldn't dissuade me at all, the age. Then there's the injury, but it's not like an injury you can't come back from, right? And so I don't understand. Like, to me,
but remember,
why wouldn't he be the number one
pick
in the draft?
But remember, the National Football League, as I always tell you, the one thing that they're trying to do, they're trying to get value. The other thing that they're trying not to do is pay you.
Right.
So they'd rather draft you low
yeah.
and get the value than draft you high and overpay.
Yeah. But, Key, if you need a quarterback, Jay, you need a quarterback and you got the number one overall pick, don't you just want the best guy? Isn't he actually the best guy?
You think that way, but it does that. They don't.
What about
think
you,
like
Key? You got the number one pick in the draft.
I didn't get a chance to answer the question.
What's up?
You just skipped right over me. You asked me a question. You skipped right over me.
I'm sorry about that, Jay. What about you, Key? What do you think about the – oh, sorry.
Did I do it again?
Yeah.
Best in college doesn't mean it has best upside, though, Max. It's the best upside or potential, best ceiling. So it depends upon what your need is. Like, is it about the ceiling, the potential of what something can be?
But let's balance the two for a second. I agree. If you said raw potential, maybe Richardson, okay? Size, arm, mobility, makeup, the whole thing. But if you want to balance the ceiling, you want a high ceiling and a high floor – right? And with size and everything, seems to me he's your best bet. He's a safer pick.
Would you take him? If you owned a team, you would take him with the first pick in the draft?
I think I would, yeah. If I needed a quarterback, I think I would take Hendon Hooker. I would.
Really? You're saying that very definitively.
I think so, yeah.
I would probably have strong feelings about drafting Hendon Hooker at the top of the draft if I was sitting in one of those four spots that needed a quarterback because he's not going to play for me right now. I can redshirt him, which I'm going to do anyway with probably all of them except maybe Bryce Young, because according to Arsile Palantonio, who was on with us earlier, says that Bryce Young is going to possibly be the number one overall pick at a 99.9% clip, and he's going to play. So that's the one guy. Hendon Hooker, prior to his injury, probably could have been the number one overall pick.
Yeah, see?
So why change it because he has an ACL doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Exactly. But it does. But somehow, Key, it all adds up, right? Well, he wasn't great the year before, and his age, and the ACL. It's like just too much stuff, the baggage kind of in people's minds, so they move on. But when you really sit down and analyze it, you go – any of those things actually disqualifying?
Who would you take first, Jay?
I mean, it's between C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, and Bryce Young.
Okay. And who would you take first, Key?
Well, you know I'm not taking Bryce Young, so that's right. Out. I'm probably going to go, okay, what do I need? Where am I at? Where's my team?
You need a quarterback.
But when am I playing this quarterback? Okay, because if I got a 10-year run, I'm gonna take Anthony Richardson.
Right.
If I got to play right now and I got to play a guy because I'm getting ready to get fired and all that,
Stroud.
I'm probably gonna take C.J. Stroud.
Right.
And then I'm probably gonna take Bryce Young. But if you say I got time and I don't worry about it, then I'm gonna take Hendon Hooker. So it all just depends on where things fit. And I know that's a long answer. You didn't want that.
No, I get it. I get it.
That's what it really is, though. It's not like an absolute definitive. This
I'm not
guy
a coward,
is the guy.
Pat. It's the truth.
I get
that's
no,
the
that
problem
makes sense.
With you, Pat. You worked on shows where people don't tell the truth. I tell the truth.
The problem with Pat is he doesn't shower.
That's
a secondary thing.
Nobody
can
call me a coward in my ear.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of cowards. Answer the question.
No,
who would you take one? Answer
the question.
I want an answer from everyone right now.
Let me ask you this. Wait. Pat,
drafted everyone one.
Pat, you're a GM of a team. You got the John Gruden deal before, you know, he blew it up. You get 10 years in front of you.
Why did you give him John? How come you just...
Because he had a 10-year contract.
Yeah, Jay.
He did. What's the problem? Gruden stepped in it and blew it up and got it revealed, right? But he did have a 10-year contract.
Are you saying that?
So you have a 10-year deal, Pat, as a GM. You need a quarterback, you might take a different guy than if you're on the hot seat and you need to win in the next 3 years, right?
Yes, no, Pat exactly. Lives in social media. It's just one. There's one answer for everything. Absolutely.
Yeah, one answer.
Well, when you get asked who should be drafted number one and name like four players each, I mean, one answer.
Because that's
depends
what
upon
they
who's
do.
On team.
Someone. No, right? It's the Panthers. Who are the Panthers
you
taking?
Don't. You decide what you're going to do based on what your needs are and where your program is going.
See,
that is the problem. That is why guys like
the Panthers are taking Bryce Young. Doesn't mean that we would take Bryce Young, depending upon who our team was.
Well, I think the question is if you're the Panthers, right? Because that's what we're talking about. It's 2023 NFL draft.
Said.
Well, NFL, but that's what we
yeah,
all,
that is implied. Nuno's
that's
right.
That's implied.
No, no.
Yes, okay, you're the Panthers. Okay, let's make it.
We're going to hang up this next.
Yes. Coming up, you are the Panthers. Who are you taking number one overall? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Key, you're the GM of the Panthers. Who are you taking number one overall?
I am going to take Hendon Hooker.
Me too. Me too. I'm
really
taking
Hendon Hooker.
Yep, in the end, I'm taking
Hendon
Hooker.
Can I call
both
you guys out? Have you guys watched any of these other quarterbacks? Have you watched enough tape that you can really make that assessment? Or are you just saying it for radio purposes?
No, I've seen enough to
I
think.
Hold on.
Key, not you, Max.
Oh, okay. Because I was getting ready to light into your ass.
Jay, what about you?
I haven't seen enough of Will Levis. I mean, I've been trying to pay attention to a lot
that's
of it.
The truth, neither have I. But go ahead, yeah.
I feel like there's upside there. I've seen CJ Stroud a ton. I've seen Hendon Hooker. I think Hendon Hooker is not the fifth best quarterback in the draft. I think he's a lot higher.
He wasn't the best guy you saw. I mean, Bryce Young, yes, but I mean in terms of size and everything.
C.J. Stroud, to me, I think is going to be the best quarterback.
Stroud, to me, checks a lot of boxes. Hooker checks him a little better to me.
Tell me why. What boxes does he check better?
I think he has more athletic ability, it seems to me. So that will play better in the NFL. Like, he appears more to be the kind of guy who's like, whoa, did you see that? As opposed to, that's a nice quarterback, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, he can – Hendon Hooker can throw the football from sideline to sideline. Mm-hmm. He can manipulate the football, which means it's almost like in basketball, Jay, when I say manipulate, it's like the French roll, the English roll, right? You can manipulate the basketball to do certain things off the glass, right? And he can manipulate the football when he throws it, the touch on it, not that hard –
Josh
Carson
Allen,
can't slow it down. Yeah. Josh Allen, he knows how to go fast and slow. He knows how to do all of those sort of things. And then he can, prior to his ACL, he also can run the RPO game with the best of them. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't like the duck feet. That's what I don't like because it's out here like this. That ain't really my deal, and that's okay. He'll be fine because that's who he is.
So then, Key, which one of those aspects could C.J. Stroud not do?
It's not that C.J. Stroud can't do something. It's just that when you prefer something, you prefer it. I just prefer his arm. I think Hendon Hooker may have a stronger arm than C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud had a up and down year to the point where you were like, okay, he got down against Northwestern, but Northwestern ain't it's Northwestern, right? He bounced back hard against Georgia in the major number one defense whole deal. It's like, okay, he got some stuff. So when you start breaking down the film and really dissecting and looking at it, you're saying to yourself, okay, what would it look like if Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't get hurt, if he had, Smith. I'm just going to say Jigbu Smith. If he had him all year long, what would that look like? I mean, when you start to just look at certain things, you like C.J. Stroud. But I watch so much of Hendon Hooker because I watch college football all Saturday, Saturday night. And I've seen him when he was at Virginia Tech. I followed him. And I just like the way that he matured over time. He's a little bit taller, I believe. And he's more athletic, in my opinion. But it doesn't mean I don't like CJ. It just means that I like Hendon Hooker.
Meantime, Jay, you have a game plan. What's your game plan?
My game plan is to delegate to Stacy the game plan.
So is Stacy there?
Yes, I'm here.
Stacy.
Well, listen.
Because you, and much like, Will, Jimmy Butler.
What were you saying, Stacy?
You got your pen and paper, so you can take some notes.
Yes, she is Jimmy Butler.
Take some notes.
Stacy, I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
You do. And you're Drew, I'm taking notes, Stacy.
You're Drew Holiday, Jay. She's Jimmy Butler. Okay, that's what she's basically saying.
She owns me.
Stacy, what's the game plan, Celtics Hawks?
Okay, the game plan tonight is Tatum and Jaylen Brown have to outscore Trae Young and whoever shows up on his team, if it's Collins or Hunter. Last game, the Celtics beat Atlanta in every stat except free throws and three-pointers. The Celtics went for 12-38 out of 38 shots from the three-point line. And, Jay, well, you can attest to this. I hate watching this new generation. All they do is shoot threes. Please. I grew up when the coach said if the three shot isn't there, you drive the basket and get to the free throw line. That way you can kind of like get your shot going. Tatum went for 1-10 from the three-point line. He should have just stopped shooting the three and drove. He only shot two free throws. That can't happen. Marcus Smart has to show up. Jaylen Brown cannot be the only one on that team that shows up. Now, for Atlanta to win, Trae Young got to be cold, baby. If he's cold, I don't know what to say, because if you look at his stats, he went from scoring 16 to 24 to 32 to 35 to 38 last game. If he has a 40-point game, they're going back to Boston. So they got to play D. The Celtics' key is they have to do better at the three-point line. If it's not there, at least get to the free throw line. And when you get to the free throw line, you can't go 7-13 like they did last game. And Atlanta went 10-10. So those are my keys to victory for both teams.
Stacy, can you do us a favor? Because every time you call into the show, I refuse to let Pat have the stick figure of you with the forced curly hair. Could you send us a screen grab of a picture that we can use to put your real picture up?
Yes. If they tell me where to send it, I will send it.
Okay. And I will tell you, I agree with you on your assessment, because that was one of my points about Jason Tatum. The fact that going to the free throw line and settling for jump shots like that, they are at their best when they are aggressive and they are attacking. And I don't know what it has been with JT.
Lies, some more lies.
Go ahead. Can you take all the basketball analysis away? You got it.
What happened?
No, you got it. Go ahead, Cam. I'm out. You got it.
What happened?
You said lies. You got it.
I don't know what's going on today with you two.
Go ahead, Key.
No, we're getting ready to go to break.
All right, listen.
I was getting my read. What are you all?
Stacy said something there.
Stacy did a great job.
About the three-pointers. By the way, Andrew Hahn here at ESPN made a point on Twitter I thought was really good. Doesn't it seem like the clutch plays in these playoffs are tilting toward the mid-range guys, right? Like, for all the three-point shot, if you got that mid-range game in the playoffs, it still plays. One of the best wide receivers in the
NFL.
Great
job, Stacy. Thank you.
Great
job, Stacy. That was big time. Hey,
Max. Was.
That was good.
It was. Very good.
Max, you used to do a boxing show when you were younger, huh?
I remember. I did. I remember that you went to USC. You were the star wide out there. Wasn't that the case?
I played football there.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by one of my favorite players to watch in the NFL. I mean, coming out of college, given the size and the physique and all this, everyone's like, oh my God, DK Metcalf. And you were on First Take, and I asked you what your goals were. You said to be the greatest receiver of all time. I said, oh, I got to watch this guy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to be here.
What's popping, man?
I'm much on a little business trip here in L.A. Decided to stop by.
I say, how's the worldwide tour going? I know you've been everywhere over the last couple of days.
Nah, I just been here in New York. I'm going to head back to Seattle tomorrow morning. All right. Yes, sir.
All right. Key, they have the fifth pick in the draft. Seattle sitting with a fifth pick in the draft. Who you want to see him take five?
If I was a GM, I would probably pick one of my homeboys from back home. But, you know, I'm not qualified. So I think Josh Snyder and Pete going to handle that.
He ain't going to step in it, Key. See, he's a vet.
Nah, he going to step in it. So what do y'all need, man? I know y'all don't need a receiver because you got you and Lockett. I mean, I guess you can get it. I guess you can use a third guy somewhere in there. But what do you really need? I think you need defensive help in the front seven on the interior side, because you drafted young offensive weapons last year with Kenneth Walker and company. What do you want to see them take? Now go on and spit it out.
It sounds like you forcing me to say something, man. Well, I think since I looked at our roster the other day, we do need interior D linemen. I think we only have two or three healthy linebackers after Bobby and Devin Bush. So give Bobby and Devin Bush a little help. And then after that, it's easy pickings for Pete and John. But after interior D-line help and linebacker help, then I think, we're pretty set on team-wise.
How you feel? How does it feel to have Bobby back in the fold, getting him back from the Rams? How does it – I mean, you got your old teammate back in the building.
Right. It was a blessing, man, just to have him back. And for us just to be able to get him back, in the way that we did after how everything ended last year. It's great to have a seasoned vet, an all-pro, a Pro Bowl professional like that in the locker room that other people can look up to, not only myself but other rookies and people that have been in the league who need guidance and help like he did for me my first 3 years in the league.
DK, tell me how, like, the culture is everything in sports, right? Like, the locker room, the feeling, the camaraderie between individuals really dictates to whether it translates to you winning a championship or not, right? So Pete Carroll makes the move, lets Russ go out cook in Denver. How has that culture felt with Geno Smith as one of the leaders of your organization with you at the helm?
Right. I would say it was a lot of question marks going into last season on the outside, but always on the inside, we already knew what we had in the building with Geno, because he's been there for 3 years sitting behind Russ, taking practice team reps. And then he got a chance to play when Russ got injured, his last year there. So we already knew what we had. We just had to, play as a team and just put the puzzle pieces together and just believe in the dream, Pete Carroll was giving us.
You think if you guys can get a quarterback in this draft that you should do that?
I don't think so. Geno Smith is our quarterback right now. So, if they take a quarterback, then, that's another story for another day. But right now, Geno Smith is our quarterback, and we rolling with that.
DK, when you were coming out of college, people were like, oh, my God, he's like a specimen, like, since Calvin Johnson. This is like the next iteration of that. And some people said, yeah, but the numbers weren't always there in college. Molly on First Take was like, draft DK Metcalf, right? Then to watch you play, like, oh, my God, this dude. And you have plays like chasing down Buda Baker, in, you know, like where people are like, come on, this is just different. And yet, maybe because of system, you tell me, because this is what you're doing, there are games where it feels like, why isn't DK like, you know, top one, two, or three receiver in the league in most people's minds? It's because, well, some days, some games, the numbers aren't there, right? But it's a lot more to it than numbers. Do you feel this is a product of the system? Or do you feel that there's more things you can be doing, or is it some of both? What's your analysis of all this?
Of course, you know, every receiver or everybody on the football field always wants to do more. But, I mean, I know this is the ultimate team game. So I know some games I got to block my ass off sometimes, or some games it's going to cause for me to go for 100 yards or be a decoy backside for Tyler. I didn't start playing this game for the catches or the yards. I start playing the game because I love football. And I'm never going to change that. I love chasing down players when they catch an interception, or I love scoring touchdowns. So whatever it takes for the team to win, that's what I'm going to do. So I don't look at the numbers, because that's the outside perspective trying to put their you know, judgment on me or what I should be doing. But I know myself.
Well, could you be doing more? Is there something like, I mean, I'm sure you feel like you can, everyone feels like,
yeah,
but is there one thing?
Yeah, he can do more.
I'm asking
him. Max, he can do more. Put him in the air raid and throw the ball to him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no doubt. Right. But I'm curious, from your point of view, where do you feel like, you know what, I can do this better going forward?
I mean, I know that. I don't have to prove anything to you or anybody else. Like, I know myself, and I've put up games to where, I mean, I've played games to where I've put up 100 yards or scored 2-3 touchdowns in a game. Like, I've done it, so I ain't got to prove nothing.
You don't worry about my draft. Hey, I'm not worried about your draft.
I'm glad we went there, and I'm glad you said that nationally, right? Because I was talking to a guy yesterday, I won't say who, but it's like, why is there always this? None of your business, Key. But, like, why is it always that I feel like sometimes as athletes, there's this need that we have to prove it to other people to validate what we already know about ourselves? I'm not saying you in particular.
No,
Max.
I'm asking DK what he feels about himself, not what he's got to prove to anybody else.
Yeah, I'm asking my question, though. Mm-hmm. That's why I said I wasn't
looking
at
you.
Why
you guys
so defensive? That's so defensive.
This is what
it was the way he answered it, though. It's like, I don't feel like, why do you think that is? Like, is it just because of the constant chatter, the volume of the chatter, where people that never played sports all of a sudden want to tell you, oh, this is what you need to do to validate your greatness, or this is what you need to do to validate your legacy, where it's like, yo, my legacy is already being cemented. I'm doing it now.
Yes, sir. I mean, when I got drafted, I was already in the top 1% of the world. So I'm not worried about, you know, what anybody else has to say or think or put their 2 cents on me, because I've lived myself for 25 years, and
Max,
I know who I am. So, I mean, no knock on anybody or anybody's job, but I mean, that's just.
But
how
you
I
are
roll.
A guy who coming out. The reason I'm asking is not simply because, oh, here you're here. It's because as a kid coming into the league, you're like, what impressed me about you is it's not just you're this physical specimen, but you wanted to be the greatest to ever do it.
Right.
That's a different kind of drive, even than a lot of superstars. It's a different kind of drive. That's why I'm asking you, what do you think you need to do to get there, in other words?
I mean, that's my perspective on myself. So my greatest to ever do it is different from your greatest to ever do it. Like, we all have different perspectives, and my truth is my perspective, your truth is your perspective.
Who is in your perspective?
The greatest, Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Antonio Brown's
He's in the conversation, let's be honest.
Why?
Hey. I mean, he did it for 4 straight years.
But what about the tool set? What about the skill set?
I mean, he's a small receiver and plays like he's 6'4 and goes up and gets the ball, high points the ball, and take a screen 80 yards, 100 yards. Like, I've watched film on him, Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, all the great receivers. And for him to do what he did at that size is different world. Right.
You know, every receiver, and I played the position, we all got stuff to work on no matter what it is. I don't care if it's route running, ball catching, or whatever. And I've, you know, obviously at Ole Miss, you know, you got paid a lot of money, and I know that because I was down there. But anyway.
Jeez. Tell this man's fine.
It's all legal now. It's legal now.
Everybody got NIL.
Let me tell you something. If DK know what I'm talking about, so be quiet. Be quiet, Max. And Jay, let me ask this man this question. So when you came out of school, obviously you had the neck issue, so therefore that dropped you some in the draft. It shouldn't have, as far as I'm concerned, because you've been fine. They made a mistake, and they know they did. So when I watch you, though, in the NFL, and I critique you, the only thing that I see is the contested balls, the contested ones. You got to go climb the ladder and go get it. Once you go climb the ladder and you go get it, because you so fast and big and strong, you outrun everybody, so you never really get the opportunity to practice on that. So when those balls is in the air and it's flight and you're going to get it, I'm like saying to myself, he's got to go get that one off the little guy's head. And I think it is because you always open, you don't never have an opportunity to practice it. So it's like when it comes, you're looking at it like, okay, well, why is it taking so long to get here? Am I right in that assessment?
Yes, sir. Well, I've looked at that aspect because I did in high school. I did in college. And as soon as I got to the league, everybody was talking about Russ's moon ball. Like, Russ's ball goes up and then it comes straight down. I've never had to catch a ball like that ever in my life. It's always been a trajectory ball to where I can just go up and high point it. So it's just another thing that I'm continuously working on, and I'm going to get better at it. But it just comes with repetition and confidence. Yeah. So I think I'm going to be better at it next year.
Big old strong, fast, just unfair dude, man.
Yeah.
That don't even make no sense, Max. Yeah, I should have him get up from that chair right now, Max, and grab you by your shoes and turn you upside down.
Shake all the money out your pockets.
Don't worry about my pockets.
Well, there's a lot of money, Jay.
Tell you what, I'd like the Giants to give DK Metcalf a lot of money is what I'd like to see. All right. DK Metcalf, ladies and gentlemen, refuses to answer when I ask, then Key asks a specific question.
Different when it's player to player.
Answer.
You know what I mean?
Gets a perfect
that,
answer.
You don't know what to ask
thanks a lot, DK. Thanks for nothing.
You don't even all right. Know what to ask me, all right.
Well, no question. You know, game respects, game recognized, game respects it, obviously. All right. Thank you, DK Metcalf.
Yes,
always good
y'all.
Talking
thanks,
to you.
Appreciate
best
it, no
of
problem.
Luck.
Thank you.
Unless you're playing all the right. Giants. More KJM next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Reminder, NFL draft. Not enough that there are four playoff games last night and Aaron Rodgers press conference and playoffs coming up. And Aaron Rodgers,
what you doing?
The draft is tonight. Tonight on ESPN and ESPN Radio.
Jay, if Aaron Rodgers, man,
if Aaron Rodgers leads the Jets to a Super Bowl in year one, is he on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks? I claim the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. There's a fourth slot open. Right now, you could argue Peyton.
So we got
Manning.
Joe Montana. We got
Tom Brady,
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
right?
I got Mahomes there already because that's the best first 5 years of a starter of all
time.
So
Peyton Manning is there now.
You could argue.
I'm saying Aaron Rodgers has to take that spot from Peyton Manning.
Some people might say it's John Elway.
Okay.
Some, you know, there are different answers to that, but I would say to me there are three definite answers and then one open answer. Key, where are you with that?
About?
Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks.
It would be Montana.
Brady.
You just asked me.
Well, I'm just, obviously you mean Brady. I'm trying to move it along. I want to get to some calls.
But I want my thoughts. I got it. Let me do my thing. Brady, Montana, Patrick Mahomes. And if Aaron Rodgers wins one this year with the Jets, Aaron Rodgers.
Who would he be replacing as for?
And who's on it now?
Montana, Brady, Mahomes, and then you could argue Elway. You could argue Peyton. You could argue a bunch of guys.
Well, any of them, he bumps all of them. Elway, he bumps Peyton for
me. I agree.
Peyton won 5 MVPs, 2 Super Bowls with 2 different teams. But the other Super Bowl, he was just was a guy holding a clipboard that decided to get underneath the center at times. He was older. The name brand carried – the name, likeness, and image brand carried – oh, Peyton won the Super Bowl. It's like, no, hold on, man. Von Miller won that Super Bowl.
So, Key, you and I see it exactly the same way. Are you on board with that, Jay, too, or no?
Not necessarily, because he still had to make some critical plays.
With Mount Rushmore. Jay, are you on board with the Mount
Rushmore? That year.
You're telling me Peyton Manning made no critical
plays? He got benched for Brock Osweiler, but man. Come on.
Jay, that year, though, homie, in all honesty, it was one of them. It was like when we saw LeBron last night. We were going, man.
It wasn't as good as that, Key. Let's be honest.
It probably wasn't even as good as that.
But he did have enough judgment and wisdom to be better than Osweiler in that situation. That's why he was in.
He was throwing knuckleballs. It was like, this is it.
It wasn't the same, but like you guys. So now it's like you win and that gets held against you because.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So he's on your Mount Rushmore now, Peyton. Would he be replaced by Rodgers if Rodgers wins a Super Bowl this year with the Jets? He would be for me.
Yes.
Yeah, he would totally be for me.
Yes.
Yeah,
Nick
that's what I just said.
Jacksonville, what about you?
Well, first off, I'd like to say, Pat, don't have me on hold for 2 hours again like that. I don't appreciate that. But I love the show so much, I held on to you.
See, Pat, again, man.
What?
Pat.
I didn't do it.
You have to understand, Pat didn't put you on hold for 2 hours. He wasn't here for the first 2 hours.
I wasn't even here 2 hours ago.
It's late.
Yeah, Pat.
I'm going to tell you, Key, I've been on here 2 hours waiting for you, man. Look. First off, Jay, I want to say, my condolences, for your loss of your mother. I lost both my parents last year, so, I just want to give you my condolences.
Thank you. Same with you, brother.
On that note, the next time when you get somebody on one of your segments, you sweep the damn leg, man. Don't let that girl treat you like that, man. She just demolished you
No, I'm trying to be respectful. I'm being respectful, man. I ain't going to go I'm going to be – my mom taught me the right way, brother. I ain't going to do that to somebody. Well, I'm not Max.
Sweet. What, then when someone got you, just give it up? Is that what your mom taught you? When Stacey – you talking about Stacey?
Stacey got a pick right.
Yeah, I'm talking about Stacey,
Yeah, because,
man.
Yeah, because Max picked the Miami Heat to win. Key picked the Miami Heat to win.
I know, we did. We were smart.
So many other analysts picked the Heat to win. Get out of here.
What's wrong with you? We all picked it to win.
Get out of here.
Because Miami Heat played defense.
He turned in real jersey.
Miami Heat played defense. Giannis can't shoot. He couldn't even shoot free throws last night. I mean, it's
if Miami didn't get hurt, they would not have lost.
Real quick,
series.
Brandon in California. You're on KJM. You got like 30 seconds.
Why you cut him off like that? He didn't finish his point.
Well, he wanted to get to Brandon. Brandon.
Dude, talk. Wait. Hello?
What's happening? Hello?
What up, B?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, I've been waiting on hold too, man. That dude was talking way too long, man. Sorry about that.
You got
man,
about 20
hey,
seconds.
Key, Jay, Will, and Max, but on my Mount Rushmore, I'm putting Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. Yep. I'm not putting Aaron Rodgers because to me he's kind of overrated. Everybody's saying, all right, if he wins,
so who's the fourth guy?
I mean, the fourth guy, you can put Troy Aikman, you can put Steve Young.
All right, there it is. That's enough. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mike Greenberg coming up. We're back 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Hey, Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.